英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的阅读美文，我们欢迎出嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good to see you all.
欢迎 Judy 老师。今天呢，我们给大家带来这个话题哈，非常的生活，叫做就是胖怎么了就是胖 So what?
Yeah, so what?It doesn't matter if you're fat. It matters that you're a good person. It matters that you're beautiful from the inside. Now, it is pretty difficult to keep realizing that in the world nowadays because everything seems to revolve around being thin.
朱莉老师也发现了哈，说这个现今的世界哈，人们的这个观点，尤其是审美方面哈，
yeah.
好像一切都是围绕着以瘦为美来展开的，来讨论的，是不是
？Yeah, definitely. Like it doesn't matter for me actually if I'm back in the Netherlands or if I'm in China. It seems that every girl is seriously like mainly girls. I'm sorry, guys, but they are obsessed with losing weight and like I went back.To the Netherlands, and I found out like so many snack bars had disappeared. Now suddenly everywhere are food stores selling health products and superfoods to slim down.
看在欧洲也是这样，现在呢很多那些卖甜点的或者是卖一些零食的店、
yeah.
都已经没有了，取而代之的是很多各种兜售什么健康食品的一些小商家呀、小商户，这些说明在现在这个年代人们对健康的观念已经更新了，是吧、
yeah.
对体型的要求也更加的上到了另外一种层次。
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to take care of your health, and of course the diseases that come with being overweight are terrible as well, like heart attacks, cancer is often related toBeing overweight, so people should pay attention to it.
Mm.
But yeah, it's sometimes really a bit too much.
而且人们现今呢，对一个人身体肥胖呢，可能会有一些不太好的观点。首先呢，觉得如果肥胖会带来一些心脏方面的、心血管方面的问题哈、啊，对健康有直接的影响，是吧
？Yeah.
啊，另外呢，我们要是看到一个人要是稍微胖胖的，就会觉得哇，这个人 lazy。
Yeah,
slob,
lazy, stupid as well.
蠢蠢的
they don't have willpower. It is research shown that fat people get less easy jobs than thin people.
是吧？你看看、
yeah.
人们还说了，说你看你这个人太胖了，你没有意志力。
Yeah.
你是个懒人，你不能管理自己的体重，那你还能管理好什么呢？
Yeah, and it's actually ridiculous because on the other side of the story, the majority of, say, Europeans in the western part of Europe and of America as well, is obese, as overweight.
Mm.
But that also comes from this whole obsession from being thin, I think.
可是我们今天呢，也不是说哈，就是要为胖证明或者是说瘦就不好。我们今天给大家带来这么一个故事啊，是一个作者呢在飞机上遇到了一个胖胖的一个 the fat lady、
yeah.
胖胖的女士。哎呀，这个女士啊，这个宽大的体型啊，占满了整个座位和公共空间啊，邻座呢就崩溃了。但是呢，这个女士呢一点也没有关系啊，不以为意，自说自话的就开启了一个交谈的模式。随着呢跟她交谈的深入，这个作者呢发现，哎，这个女士好像还挺有一套自己的理论的啊、
yeah.
挺有一个自己的 world 世界，一个自己的 values 价值观的。
Yeah, like his conversation with this fat lady kind of opened his view, like he realized that beauty is really within, and it doesn't matter like how big you are or how thin you are, like it matters from what you do and who you are as a person.
Ah.
So, and that realization kind of kicks in as he talks to that woman.
是啊，所以说今天这篇文章我们一起来听，一起来读，一起来理解，一起来学习。学完以后呢，不知道你会有什么样的观点。反正呢，读过这篇文章的人啊，有的 readers comment 就说 ，A happy life has nothing to do with your size。一个快乐的生活跟你的体型是怎么样的，应该是没有关系的。
No, what matters is that you're happy with who you are as a person. The thing is that most people who are unhappy with their size always compare themselves, like they link success in life, they link happiness directly with being thin.
Mm.
And then one kind of people, they decide not to eat anything at all, like never, which is also super unhealthy because then you get too thin. And the other part of the people, they think, oh, it's useless, I cannot do that, I can never be thin. And they start eating out of comfort, to comfort themselves, and they only make it worse.
哎，朱迪老师，这些都知道啊，看来作为女生可能对这个体型啊，胖胖瘦瘦啊、
yeah.
很有自己的心得。
The thing is, I'm pretty fascinated by that whole cult of being thin, because the thing is, I'm pretty thin, and yeah, like I'm not bragging here, but it's true, but like I do my best, yes, to, you know, like gain a little bit, but people automatically often think that I'm a super healthy person. Well, I do eat pizza and stuff like that, and chocolate a lot. Oh. And they think I have a lot of energy, that I am all, like, that I do stuff everything perfect.So not true. Like, I do make mistakes. I'm only human, you know?
朱迪老师用自己的身材来现身说法哈，她就是一个又瘦又美丽的女孩。人们一看到她呢，就觉得她一定是一个很健康的人。
Yeah, it's strange.
但是她自己就觉得说，完全不是这样的。就是我有时候也吃垃圾食品啊，我有时候身体也不好，就不一定就是说我瘦就一定是很健康、很快乐的，是不是
？Yeah.
啊，所以看来啊，我们习惯性的一些思维，就是把人的体型跟你的快乐跟你的成功、
yeah.
啊、跟你的这个人生的质量相挂钩，到底这种想法对不对呢？我们来听一位胖胖的人自己是怎么来看待这个问题的，好不好？所以今天的这篇美文叫做 The Fat Lady， 我们一起来学习第一段。
Hi, how are you? The woman smiled as she took the seat beside me. She had to lower herself slowly, squeezing her ample bottom into the seat, filling all available spacePositioning herself comfortably, she plopped her enormous arm on our common armrest. Her immensity saturated the space around us, shrinking me and my seat into insignificance.
今天的故事啊，又是一篇叙述文，跟大家讲故事，妙趣横生。所以这里面呢，势必就出现了一些有趣的新单词 ,new words.、嗯、步伐还是有难度的，所以我们要凝神仔细的来学习，不要错过每一个新单词。Hi, how are you? 一上来呢，就是一个女生给我打招呼的声音。Hey, 你好。The woman smiled as she took the seat beside me. 一位女士呢，一边 took the seat, 一边坐下来在我旁边，一边呢，跟我微笑的说话。
Yeah.
She had to lower herself slowly, squeezing her ample bottom into the seat.我从一个旁观者的角度呢，我看到她必须要 lower herself slowly.
Yeah, it means that she has to move herself slowly to a lower position. Like, imagine you have a lot of weight, then like all your movements you make are going pretty slow in general, slower than very thin people.
就是说她要缓慢的把自己沉下身来、
yeah.
慢慢的 slowly.Squeezing 就是挤
yeah,
挤什么呢、
pressing.
挤他那个 ample 就是巨大的宽大的
yeah, more than enough of what's needed, that is ample.
And bottom is?
Well, the part of your body where you sit on.
臀部或者是屁股、
yeah.
把他那个巨大的胖胖的那个臀部呢挤到那个座位当中去。我们可以看见一幅栩栩如生的画面啊，一个胖女士啊在找座位的时候 filling all available space, filling 就是填满所有那些 available 可用的空间。
Yeah, you should imagine, like, I don't know if you ever heard about that, but some airlines, they have special seats for people, with overweight.
Right.
But some airlines don't. So imagine you have, like, a little bit of overweight and you have to sit in the same seat in the airplane, just as, like, people with a normal posture. That's kind of difficult, isn't it? And you feel everything.
有的航空公司是有那个体型给体型宽大的人专门设计的座位。
Yeah.
有的 airlines 就没有，所以你要是胖胖的话，你必须只能坐常规的座位，就显得很辛苦、
yeah.
很痛苦。关键是这个时候啊，旁边的邻座会很不高兴，是不是？ Positioning herself comfortably. Positioning 就是放置啊。
Yeah, to put yourself in a certain location.
把自己呢放置舒坦了，把自己呢坐得舒坦了以后呢， she 来了，这单词 plopped her enormous arm on our common armrest.
Yeah, this word plopped is used as a metaphor here. Plopped is usually used as a verb to describe the sound that you hear when something solid falls into water, like into a liquid. You hear like a soft plop. That is like, yeah, to plop.
Plop 就是形容一些一个东西它扑通一下掉入液体里的声音。
Yeah.
相当于我们说扑通一声。你看这些象声词用的，他扑通一声把他那个巨大的胳膊啊，你看这个女士刚出场，我们就用了多少个大词语了，一会儿是 ample， 一会儿是 enormous。
Yeah, it kind of emphasized the disgust she actually feels for this woman. She's like, oh my god, I'm sitting next to such a fat woman, oh my god.
对对对，内心话就是刚才朱迪老师所说的，我的上帝，我的天哪，这好，旁边坐了一个这么个家伙。
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest here, like if I would be in the same situation, like maybe 10 years ago when I didn't really realize yet that, that fat people are not fat because they're stupid, etc. I also thought a bit like that. Like, if I saw a fat person, was really like, oh my god, that's such a fat person.
哎，我们现在这么去说，哈，觉得说，哎呀，你不应该这么想，是不是？
Yeah.
但是，当你设身处地在那种环境下的时候，你也充满了一种好恶，喜欢和不喜欢。
Yeah,
对吧？
it happens before you actually realize it. If you are raised in an environment where fat is equaled with stupid and lazy, it's so difficult to...Yeah, realize that and to change that in your mind. So you make those associations pretty quick.
我们正常的人的话，一般的人啊，都不会说在自己下意识反应的时候去控制自己的反应。
Yeah.
都会有喜欢或不喜欢。有一个巨大的人落座在你的身边，你肯定心里都沉到底了，都崩溃了。
Yeah.
天哪，我怎么跟这么一个人同桌同坐啊之类的。Yeah.所以这个是我们先天的一种反应，其实这样确实你后天你才知道是不好，但是先天你真的控制不了你自己啊。On our common armrest, 它扑通一声那个粗大的胳膊就落在了我们共用的一个 armrest, 飞机上那个扶手 armrest 上面。
Yeah, it's a thing with buttons on it that you can, where you can make your seat go back and forth and back and forth, so much fun. But, yeah, the common armrest is something,it's like the armrest of your chair you share. If something is common, you share it with someone, like one person or many person.
你会遇到有些 passenger, 他就自己把那个 armrest 占了。
Yeah, so annoying.
So annoying.
Yeah, but I am usually that passenger, to be honest.
你就是那种。
Yeah, I always claim the armrest because I kind of like changing my position when I take an airplane. But yeah, if I notice that the person wants to use it as well.
我总是那个 armrest 被别人占了那个。
Really?
Oh. 那站就站吧，你要站就站吧，我就站别旁边那一个。好，这个胖女士就是这样。然后我们再来看哈 ，her 又来了啊，大词叫
immensity。Well, if some immensity is like a word, a noun that describes the bigness of something. It's like it's like the extremely large size of something. You can say the immensity of Gugong really impressed me.
明白。
Like Gugong is also pretty big, right? So like the Gugong's immensity,
巨大。
Yeah,
又是一个单词，巨大、无限、庞大。哇，它那个。那么它庞大的那个体型后面那个叫什么
saturated
是什么意思呢
completely fill up some space that is to saturate you can kind of imagine a sponge for you if you throw it in water the sponge gets soaked with water like it gets completely saturated with water
就是完全的饱和了占满了、
yeah.
它那个巨大的体型完全就占满了 the space around us 我们周围的所有的空间 shrinking me shrinking 是缩小唰的一下就把我给缩小了 and my seat 把我和我的座椅 shrinking 到了缩小到了 into insignificance 完全无足轻重的状态完全可以无视的状态就感觉我小的像一粒沙一样它大的像一座山一样就是那种感觉
Yeah, making me smaller and making me so small that I'm not important anymore into insignificance, unimportance
好
I cringed and reclined towards the window She repeated her greeting in an upbeat, friendly voice Hi I replied with obvious loathing. I turned away to stare out the window, sulking silently about the long hours of discomfort I was going to experience with this monster beside me.
I cringed. 这个单词很有意思，就是我哎呀我特别畏缩的那种感觉，这个感觉是妖魔鬼怪来了。
Yeah, like if you cringe, you feel disgust or embarrassment, and yeah, you often show that feeling by a movement of your face or like your whole body.
And reclined towards the window. Recline 就是靠着向那个方向挪过去了，而且紧紧的就往那个窗户边上就挪了一下。She repeated her greeting in an upbeat, friendly voice.
Yeah, very positive and cheerful. You should imagine like, it's like, hi, and you get no response. And then you say it again, hi, in a more like upbeat tempo, like to kind of push like, hey, I'm talking to you.
一边呢，在那儿很积极地跟你打招呼，很高兴，很开心的哈，不停地重复 repeated her greeting, 打招呼。In an upbeat, upbeat 是 full of energy,
yeah,
很快乐的，很高兴的，很愉快的 friendly, 很友好的 voice, 用他那种啊愉快的声音又问候了一遍 Hi, 这个时候呢 Hi, I replied, 我却用一种 obvious, low thing 的声音回答。什么样的声音？
Well, with obvious loathing, if you loathe of something, you hate it, or you're grossed out by it, you feel a lot of, yeah, disgust. So, if you say something with loathing, it's very clear that, from the tone of your voice that you're, like, grossed out by something, like you think something is disgusting.
完全的厌恶的那种声音。那边 hi, 这边 hi.
Yeah, like that, yeah, great.
没完全没感觉，就是就完全也不想跟他说什么那种。I turned away to stare out the window. 然后我就转过头，凝望着窗外了，就不想跟他说话。好，这里 sulking silently about the long hours of discomfort I was going to experience with this monster beside me. 这个叫做
Now, if you're sulking, you're angry or upset about something, but you don't want to really talk about it. You're just murmuring yourself.
生闷气的那种。
Yeah.
Silently, 后面是安静的在那生闷气呢，我一个人。生闷气什么呢？哎呀 ,long hours of discomfort. 漫长的折磨。I was going to experience with this. 我将和我旁边的这个怪兽 monster beside me.
Monster. It's used as a metaphor here. It's usually an animal, but in this way, he kind of describes like his feeling more for that person. It's not a person. It's just really a big fat thing sitting next to him. So
and it's kind of mean.
Yeah.
说人家是 monster,
yeah.
有点刻薄哈。
Yeah.
说哎，我都快烦死了，为我旁边的这个。怪兽要度过一个漫长的长途旅行啊，气得不行，自己在生闷气呢，运气怎么这么不好。
She nudged me with her meaty arm. My name is Laura. I'm from Britain. Come on. If we're going to spend 6 hours side by side on this flight, we'd better be friends, don't you think? I reluctantly stayed silent, but Laura took no notice of my unfriendly reactions. Instead,She started talking excitedly about herself and rattled on about her friends waiting for her now at our mutual destination, Indonesia.
She nudged me. Nudged me 就相当于那种推了推我。
Yeah, that you push someone really short, like to poke someone.
With her meaty arm. 用她那个肉肉的充满着肉感的胳膊。
Yeah, if something is meaty, something is very large and heavy, it's flesh.
用她那个肉肉的胳膊就 nudge 了我一下，就推了推我啊，然后就开始兴高采烈的介绍到自己说 ,My name is Laura, I'm from Britain. 我叫 Laura, 我来自英国。Come on, if we're going to spend 6 hours side by side on this flight, we'd better be friends, don't you think? 来吧，如果我们将在这个航班上一起共度六个小时 ,side by side, 就是肩并肩的
yeah,
挨着
like right next to each other.
那我们最好呢能成为朋友你说呢
?Yeah, let's just be friends, let's just talk.
对方就很主动很积极、
yeah.
也好像很开心的样子哈。
Yeah.
但这个人呢就很愁眉苦脸的。
I think she's used to people reacting to her, like based on what she says.、
嗯、不过有的人确实不太喜欢对方对自己太热情。
Yeah.
有的人不喜欢这种自来熟的交往方式。
Yeah.Most people don't.
但一般来讲，自来熟的人他都不是特别有心机的，他都不是很设防的那种。
No.
但是有的人他就是不喜欢自来熟，我凭什么要跟你打招呼？是不是？
Yeah.
我凭什么要跟你 friendly？ 是不是
？Yeah, like most people don't really talk as much as this Laura, but most people are also like, yeah, they should be friendly, right?
就是 I reluctantly stay silent.Reluctant 就是很不情愿的，哎呀，很勉强的。
Yeah.
Stay silent 就保持着沉默，反正跟挤牙膏似的，对方挤我两下，我再动一下那种 reluctantly. But Laura took no notice of my unfriendly reactions.
Yeah, if someone takes no notice of something, someone pays no attention to something.
Great.
Like pretends it's not there.
Pays no attention to something 等于 take no notice 完全没注意到啊 Laura 完全没有注意到我这种很不友好的反应
Yeah, she pretends that she's just treated normally She, of course she notices that、the person sitting beside her is not really interested in talking with her or be her friend But she simply ignores that
Laura 是知道的这个人对她不感兴趣
Yeah
但是呢
Instead, she started talking, about herself, and she rattled on about her friends, who are waiting for her now, like in Indonesia.、
嗯、但是呢她还是开始 start talking excitedly. 哎呀还是开始很兴奋地谈起哈谈起她自己 about herself, and rattle on about, rattle on.
Yeah, it's to talk a lot and talk、like fast and talk about things that are not really important, but they simply cannot stop. Like, particularly women are pretty good at rattling, I hear from my boyfriend.
Rattle, 这个单词大家可以记一下就是喋喋不休。
Yeah, that you just...
Non-stop talking.
Yeah, just, like what you do with good friends, right? Like, yeah.
喋喋不休的去谈论他的朋友。和那些正在我们 mutual destination 我们共同的目的地 Indonesia 等待着他的那些朋友们
Yeah, mutual is like the same as common It's like shared between two people or a group of people
对就是共同的 mutual 相互的、啊
yeah.
就开始谈论的这边呢丝毫不感兴趣有点烦那边呢兴高采烈的毫不以为意这是一种很有趣的机上邻座的一种组合我们看接下来会擦出什么火花
I only gave one word answers to her questions about me Unperturbed by my coldness She nodded as she made appreciative comments to them She was particularly considerate and obliging when we were served drinks and meals Making sure that I had room to maneuver in my seat I don't want to clobber you with my elephant size,She said with utmost sincerity.
I only gave one word answers to her questions about me. 对于她对我的问题呢，我只用一个单词回答。
Yeah, it's like very short answers. Like usually it's not really polite or friendly. It's like, yes.
Do you like reading? Yes.
No. yeah, yes, no. You don't like, usually in a conversation you don't do that. Like,
no.
It's pretty weird if you do that.
这是一种 negative answering 的方式。
Yeah.
很消极的回话的方式。我反正只有一个单词回答。对。嗯好不错。没有不喜欢。就这样。
yeah.
但是呢
Unperturbed
by my coldness. 我的冷漠 coldness. 它却是 unperturbed.
Yeah, she's calm and not worried. She's not annoyed or anything. She just keeps on pretending that this is a normal conversation.
这真是一个生僻的单词 unperturbed. 但是现在我们学到了，它就是形容一个人泰然自若的样子，也没有高兴，也没有不高兴。Unperturbed by my coldness. 我这么冷淡，他却泰然自若。She nodded. 他一边点头。As she made.Appreciative comments to them. 啊，一边呢，对我的回答 做出呢一种点头的姿态。Made appreciative comments.
Comments that show that she understands how good something is or that you agree with something, like saying like, oh yeah, well I agree actually. Oh yeah, well done, well said. That are appreciative comments.
Appreciative comments 就是一种很赞赏的表态。
Yeah.
每次都是说嗯不错挺好的。
Yeah.
哦你也这样啊。哦确实是怎么样子。就是一种 appreciative comments, 很积极的。我这边呢就嗯啊哦好行那边
Oh really? Oh so nice. Oh really interesting. Tell me more about that.
嗯嗯、
哦、
这是两种完全不同的冷和热啊冰天雪地的那种反差呀。She was particularly considerate. 她尤其体贴这里 considerate 是体贴的意思和
obliging.
Obliging.
Willing and eager to help, like very, considerate towards her, towards the guy.
体贴的，有礼貌的，很热情的。他尤其体贴、热情、有礼貌。When we were served drinks and meals, 当我们呢，就是被送上这些餐饮服务的时候
，Yeah，
我们也知道啊，如果说餐饮要通过 Laura 那个大的身体送到我这里肯定会不方便对不对
Yeah, imagine that he had to go to the bathroom. He has to pass her and everything. Like, it's pretty inconvenient, yes.
但是在这些时候呢他表现得尤其的礼貌和体贴 making sure that I had room to
maneuver.
他一定要确保我有足够的空间来maneuver.
Yeah, to maneuver is a word you use to say that you do something in an effort to get more advantage. Like that you, in this case, you get a more advantageous position.
就差不多就是我有那个空间来做什么事情。
Yeah.
来就是说来移动啊来活动。他一定要确保我在座位上有活动的空间。他说呀 I don't want to,clobber you with my elephant size. 我可不想 clobber 你用我的这个大象般的体型。那 clobber 就是猜都能猜出来哈。
Yeah, to clobber is to actually hit someone with force, strength. That's it kind of happens, I think, with people who are obese, that they accidentally can hit people because, like, yeah, they haveThey just take up a lot of space.
我们就把这个 clobber 呢理解为是使某人为难吧。我确实也不想用我大象般的体型让你为难了。She said with utmost sincerity. 啊，她说这个话的时候带着极大的一种真诚。
Yeah, that she really, really means what she says. That she really thinks, okay, I really don't want to hit you. Like that she says like in a sort of apologetic way already.
她不是装出来的，而是她自己本身就是这么认为的。
Yeah.After an hour or so, I couldn't help but let down my guard slowly. As much as she had repulsed me in the beginning, she was an interesting conversationalist. She was well-read in many subjects, from philosophy to science. Her comments were humorous and inspirational.
好到这里呢我也是好像觉得自己这么太 cold, 确实也不太好。
Yeah,
好我就慢慢的怎么样呢 after an hour or so 就是 about, 差不多。
Yeah, it's like used to, if you don't know the exact amount or number.
我就是大概是差不多一个小时左右吧。I couldn't help but, 这个短语我们曾经学过。我情不自禁的但是又怎么样了怎么样了呢 ?let down my guard.
Yeah, if you're on your guard, that's the opposite of let down your guard, then you are always like watchful, that you are always in a state where you're looking for danger or threats or problems. Like this person here, in the beginning, was very on his guard, right? Like thinking, oh God, I'm sitting next to an elephant, this bad thing is going to happen, I'm not going to like her saying that, oh man, she probably will do this and this. That means on his guard, that he's like suspicious, that he's like looking for problems.
如果我们说一个人 on his guard,就是说他是带着他的防备和防卫的。
Yeah.
如果是 let down my guard, 就是我。
Yeah, that you feel relaxed and that you kind of don't think too much about what's going to happen, like in terms of problems, that you're more like, okay, situation is okay. This person is actually friendlier than I thought. That might as well enjoy it.
就是很明显放下我的防备了，我解除了我的防备、yeah. Let down my guard slowly， 我还是慢慢的，他说他的热情呢基本上就让我慢慢的放下了防备。 As much as she had
repulsed me
in the beginning.
Well, as much as is like used to say that something is almost the same as，
差不多。
Yeah, andrepulsed is like being like it gives you a strong feeling of dislike or disgust. Like, okay, so in the beginning, he really disliked her, yes? Like, his dislike was very high.
就像他一开始啊，用他的那种体型让我感觉到很憎恶，很反感，击溃了我一般，叫 repulse me， 让我很不舒服一样的。我慢慢的也就放下了防备。同时我觉得 she was an interesting conversationalist.
Yeah, like as much as he was grossed by her in the beginning, as much he was super good in talking. Conversationalist. A conversationalist is someone who is very good in having a conversation, who says like very interesting things, or knows a lot of information.
感觉还是个还蛮有趣的一个聊天的伙伴。
Yeah, someone you actively enjoy talking to.
She was well-read in many subjects. 另外她还广泛地涉猎很多的科目 ,well-read, 读书读得挺多的。From philosophy to science.
Yeah, she just knew a lot of things. She learned a lot of different,
things. 从哲学到科学。Her comments were humorous and inspirational. 她的观点也很幽默，同时也很 inspirational.
Yeah, if something is inspirational, it makes you feel full of hope or encouraged. Sometimes you have that if you talk with someone who is always like very, entertaining to talk to. Afterwards, you feel better about yourself or something. You have like many more ideas what to do to solve a problem. Or you just feel better about yourself.
对，还挺鼓舞人心的，叫 inspirational.
Yeah.Have you ever thought about losing some weight? I finally dared to ask after a while. No, I worked hard to get this way. Why would I want to give it up? You aren't worried about cardiovascular diseases that come with being overweight?
Have you ever thought about losing some weight? 你有没有想过减一下肥呀、你看我这个作者
brave, very brave,
一上来就直指核心说，哎，你有没有想过减肥呀？
Yeah, I wouldn't dare to ask that to a person.
对，一般的人谁敢问这种问题哈？
Yeah, like it is what I noticed here in China is that people are often more direct about figures.
啊，对，中国人好像比西方人更加这方面直接一些哈。
Yeah, but like in the Netherlands, like this is really a no go. Like you.Cannot ask this.
当然一般来说这个在社交中是一个禁忌的话题。
Yeah, like, but the thing is, like, what I hear from my foreign friends sometimes, like, some of them are from America, and they're a little bit bigger than people here, especially. But they, so many times they get the question, like, how come you're so fat?
你怎么能这么肥呢?
Yeah, or, are you on a diet? Because you really need to lose some weight.
你没有在节食吗?你真的需要节食诶。
And, like, they're also teachers, you know, and they are, like, pretty upset about that later, because those questions would never be posed in their country.
可是这个作者也说了, I finally dare to ask her after a while.
Yeah.
我是过了一会儿以后我终于 dare 我终于敢斗胆去问他这样的一句话了。
I mean, I think this question, like, have you ever thought about losing some weight? It's like in the head of most people if they see a fat person, like, wouldn't that person, like, want to lose weight? Wouldn't that person do, like, a lot of effort to lose weight?
人们看到一个胖胖的人都会想到说诶他喜欢自己长胖吗他难道就没有想减肥吗
Yeah, but like this Laura, she says, no, not at all. Like, I worked so hard to get like this. Like, why would I want to give it up? Why would I stop being overweight?
Laura 是怎么回答的呢?她说, no.
Yeah, no, I've worked hard to get this way.
我 worked hard, 我费老大劲儿了才 get this way, 是什么意思?
Yeah, to get the way I look like, to become overweight.
我费老大劲儿了才到了这样的样子。Why would I want to give it up? 我为什么要放弃呢? Give it up. You aren't you aren't worried about, 哎，你难道就不担心啊 ？Cardiovascular diseases, 心血管疾病。Cardiovascular diseases.
Yeah, like often things like a stroke or a heart attack or like cancer are often related to cardiovascular diseases.
这个词大家还是要熟悉一下，因为现今呢，这个词在文章上、文摘上的出现率已经越来越高了。That come with being overweight. 你不担心那种伴随而来的，因为 overweight 肥胖伴随而来的心血管疾病吗？你不担心健康吗 ？Laura 说。
Not at all. You only get the diseases if you're worried about your weight all the time. But there is more in life than worrying about your weight. You always see advertisements from slimming centers that say, liberate yourself from your extra baggage so that you are free to be yourself. It's rubbish. You are liberated only if you're comfortable with who you are as a person and what you do.Why would I want to waste my time on slimming regimes when I have so many other important things to do and so many people to be friends with?
来了，我们来看看一个胖胖的女士啊，有多么强大的小宇宙。这个 Laura 说 ，Not at all， 完全不需要担心。
No, she doesn't worry at all.
You only get the disease if you are worried about your weight all the time.只有你啊，整天担心你的体重的时候，你才会得这种病的。
Yeah, you only get sick if you're constantly worrying about your weight. That's what she says.
天天担心，哎呀，好肥啊，哎呀，我好胖啊，哎呀，我就没脸见人了，哎呀，我这个咋活呀
？I mean, that's also bad for your heart, yes.
这肯定对你的健康也不太好，至少对你的心理健康也不太好。
Mm-hmm.
That's more. There is more in life than worrying about your weight.
Yeah, there's more to do, what she says, than worrying about your weight. And this is like really the core of this story. Like, open your eyes. There is more to life than, thinking about your weight all the time.
Yeah, 生活中有好多比担心自己的体重更多的东西。You always see advertisement for slimming centers, let's say.你总是看到那种 slim centers 瘦身中心啊，有这样的广告。广告就说
，liberate yourself from your extra baggage so that you are free to be yourself。
广告瘦身中心的广告都是很有鼓舞人心的效果的。
Yeah, they link your self-esteem in those advertisements with being thin.
对
，and that's where it always goes wrong because it has not your self esteem should not depend on your weight.
你看他们这些广告总是把你的 self esteem 你的自尊跟你的外形连接在一起来做广告。他们说 liberate yourself， 把你自己解放出来，从你的 extra baggage， 你那些多余的额外的包袱当中解脱出来，以至于你 you are free to be yourself。你才可以更自由地做你自己，这是瘦身中心的广告。
Yeah, to be yourself is like to behave in the way you want, in your usual manner, rather than behaving than what you think other people might like or might want you to behave. Like, it's like they, in these advertisements, they say like, okay, people who are overweight, they cannot be themselves, so they're unhappy. That's what this advertisement says.
Laura 说It's rubbish.
It's rubbish. Yeah, it's like based on her story. It's also, for her, it's apparently she is happy and she's overweight. Like, and that's not an issue for her.
Laura 说胡说八道，一派胡言。You are liberated only if you are comfortable with who you are as a person and what you do. 她说你只有你可以被解放。但是呢，只是当你自己 comfortable with who you are， 当你怎么说为你自己真正是谁和你自己做的事情感到舒服的时候
，Yeah， imagine that you can be or like do what you want， then you're like have a sense of freedom, right?
你接受了你自己是谁 ，who you are， 你承认你自己是谁，
yeah.
你接受你自己，你喜欢你自己的时候，你才能解放你自己，是不是
？Yeah, like and that you're comfortable with it, that means that you are okay with it, that you like being yourself,
right?关键就在于这里 You are comfortable with who you are as a person and what you do.
Yeah.
你得承认你自己接受你自己以后你才能够 liberated, 才能感到被解放。Why should I want to waste my time on slimming?
Regimes.
为什么我要不浪费我的时间在这样的一些 slimming regime 上面
Yeah, it's like a slimming regime is like a very strict eating and exercise plan, to kind of lose weight, like diets. We all know the diets, I think, like the Atkins diet, the low carb diet, the high carb diet, the sugar free diet, the fruit diet, etc. There are so many diets that are called slimming regimes.
Regimes, 一种严格的规则
Yeah, it restricts like, your food and it kind of prescribes that you exercise in a certain way.
那种清规戒律比如说每天不能吃多少糖、
yeah.
不能吃多少肉不能吃多少蛋白质不能吃多少什么都不可以咱们就理解为是一种瘦身的养生的规则叫 slimming regimes 为什么我要浪费我的时间在这样一些事情上面呢 When I have so many other important things to do 当我还有很多其他的重要的事情要做的时候 And so many people to be friend with 还有很多的时间去交朋友的时候I don't have time wasting on slimming regimes.
Yeah, she has much more other stuff to do.
太忙了。
Yeah.
看来生活中她觉得有别的乐子而不是花在这些乏味的、约束上面。
Folks often see me as a fat lady with big bosoms, big thighs, and a big bottom. They see me as a slob. They think I'm lazy and I have no willpower. They're wrong.I eat healthily and walk regularly, and I'm actually a slim person on the inside. I'm just so full of energy that people won't be able to keep up with me if I wasn't this size.
他其实也知道别人或者大众怎么来看待他的身体哈。
Yeah.
我在猜测，虽然我们没有看到这个女士到底有多胖，但是肯定她还是有点胖的，我觉得。
Yeah.
肯定还是有点 fat.
Yeah.
还不是一般的胖而已啊。
Yeah, she is like really overweight.
可能是 overweight, 有一点了。因为你想坐座位都有一点 squeeze her.
Yeah.
Into the seat.
Into the seat. So she's probably like, that's called obese. Like you have overweight and obese.
肥胖了可能是。
Yeah.
啊他就说 folks.
Folks is another word for people.
Other word, is another word for people.就是一个说人们的另外一个词
Yeah, just people in general
人们经常把我看成是一个 Often sees me as a fat lady With
big bosoms
啊，这个东西就是胸
Yeah, it's like with the female parts
这个人们老是把我看成是一个有着大胸、yeah. 然后呢 Big thighs
Yeah, your upper legs Like the upper part of your legs, thighs
Thighs 是大腿啊、大胸和大粗腿和 big bottom 和大屁股的一个胖女人
Yeah
人们老是对我有这三大看法 They see me as a slob 他们把我看成是一个 slob
Yeah, so a slob is a person who is lazy, dirty and just messy
邋邋遢遢的那种、
yeah.
然后也不收拾自己。
Yeah, it's like that whole stereotype of like people who are fat are lazy.
懒散的、
yeah.
这种懒人也把我看作是懒人。They think I'm lazy. 他们觉得我懒惰。Have no willpower. 完全没有意志力。
Yeah, the ability to control yourself, like the determination that allows you to do something difficult, like that you have, yeah, strength, inner strength.
内在的力量哈。
Yeah, and often, yeah, people associate that with like not having willpower with being fat and having willpower with being thin.
人们觉得说，哎呀，你个人体型不好，肯定是 willpower 比较糟糕，没有决心，没有力量去减肥，
yeah.
也坚持不下来，是吧？其实我们生活中呢，有很多这个体重有点重的朋友，也遭受过很多外界的这种理解，是不是？
Yeah.、啊
但是很可能每个人比如说从小他的有些问题，比如说像 gene 上面的一些问题。
I got many friends like that actually, like for my genes it's like normal to be thin, but I got like several friends from like I know from primary school, they always have been more fat and then they ate less than me.
你看有的人他吃的也不多，但是他就是胖，就是肯定跟基因有关系。
Yeah.
跟你后天的某种疾病有关系。
Yeah.
所以呢我们真的不要一概而论说那个人长得胖就是他缺乏自我管理能力，他就是懒，没有意志力。其实真的不一定是这样了，要多理解别人的现状，为什么会变成这样子。啊，人家就这么说我了， Laura 说 They are wrong, 他们错了。 I eat healthily and walk regularly, 我其实饮食很健康，而且也经常的散步。 And I'm actually a slim person on the inside,这句话最逗了。
Yeah, definitely. Like, from the inside, that means like, you cannot see it, but like your real self from the inside is actually a slim person, like a thin in an attractive way.
真好，他说，其实啊 ,on the inside, 内在，我们以前学过这个短语的，内在，我内心里啊，我是个瘦子。 I'm actually a slim person.
Yeah.
我内心是个瘦子。 I'm just so full of energy, 我只是呢浑身充满着能量。 That people won't be able to keep up with me if I wasn't this size.
Yeah, like to keep up with someone is to do whatever is necessary to stay at an equal level or pace with someone. Like if you're running with your friend and your friend is like super fast and you're not that fast, they have to do a lot of effort to keep up with that friend, right? Well, she is so full of energy, meaning that she's also lively and motivated, that if she wasn't this size, then she would be actually too motivated or have too much energy, so people could not follow her anymore, people could not understand her anymore, or people could not, she could not even have a reasonable conversation with people anymore.
他这个想法真的挺逗的。
Yeah.
Keep up with somebody 的意思呢，就是赶上某人，追得上某人。
Yeah.
和某人并肩。就是说，人们他就赶不上我，跟不上我。If I wasn't this size, 如果我不是这种体型的话，我这么充满着能量，你们根本跟不上我的节奏，你们根本就没办法 keep up with me. 他很幽默说话。
Yeah, definitely. I also think like the opposite is true. Like very thin people can be very fat from the inside. Like metaphorically speaking, like they can be lazy, they can eat unhealthily, etc.
我如果不这么胖的话，你们根本没有办法飞上天，跟我肩并肩，就是这个意思。
Our enthralling conversations had turned my flight into something thoroughly enjoyable.At the arrival lounge of Indonesia Capital Airport, we said goodbye. I watched her walking towards a big group of adoring adults and kids. Cheers sounded. Then, she turned around and winked at me. I was stunned as the realization set in. Laura was the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life.
接下来我们的这段聊天旅程已经变成了enthralling conversation.
Yeah.
一猜都是个好词儿。
Yeah, if something is enthralling, it keeps someone's interest and attention completely. Like, imagine you're watching your favorite TV show, then you're enthralled by your favorite TV show.
啊，被吸引了，被迷住了。
Yeah, like a bomb can explode, but you still keep watching. Like, you don't have any
就是那种，哇，完全是被吸引了。很愉快的一种 conversation. 我们这个愉快的旅行呢 had turned my flight, 把我的这段飞行 into something, 变成了某种 thoroughly, 完全的 enjoyable, 十分令人开心的旅程。
Yeah, it's like her conversation that she talked like that about her weight and being overweight has made his flight like something very happy, like it's changed his flight completely into something that he actively enjoyed.
At the arrival lounge of Indonesia Capital Airport, 这个 arrival lounge 就是
It's like a large room at the airport where you wait until your next flight is coming or you wait for people picking you up.
机场的抵达大厅叫 arrival lounge of 这个 Indonesia Capital Airport. We said goodbye. 我们就告别了。I watched her walking towards a big group of adoring adults and kids. 我就看见她，眼看着她走向一群A big group of adoring adults and kids.
Yeah.
哎呦，一整群大人和孩子。
Yeah, there were a lot of people standing, waiting for her, and they showed a very strong love for her. Like, they were very adoring to her. You just could notice by their facial expression that they really loved her.
Adoring 就是喜爱的，崇拜的。
Yeah.
非常喜爱的，崇拜的一群大人和孩子 cheers sounded 大家 cheers 欢呼啊雀跃啊
yeah just loud noises when they approve of something like yay or
Laura 这样很高兴
like that,
then she turned around 这个时候她转过身 and
winked at me
向我眨了眨眼睛
yeah it's like to close and open one eye very quicklyto give a signal to someone. And in this case, of course, it's like a signal from her to, yeah, that guy. Because she knows that that guy loathed her, that that guy really didn't like her in the beginning, and that this whole conversation about weight made him change his mind completely. She knows that. So that's why she winked at him.
就是说瞧我说的没错吧 Is it true?
I told you so.
对啊 I was stunned.这个时候换着我傻了完全被震惊到了 As the realization set in Realization 就是我意识我的意识的这个时候 set in
Yeah, like realization is like that you understand something or you become aware of something Like it slowly became aware of something
啊，我慢慢的就这个时候我才意识到啊此时此刻我才意识到 Laura was the most beautiful woman I had ever met in my life.
Yeah. He suddenly realizes like seeing all those expressions on the people who receive her that real beauty is really from the inside.
Laura 是我生命中见过的最美丽的女士。啊，通过这个短文的刻画呢，我们能够感觉得出来 ，Laura 这个女士虽然身体上确实有点big size.
Yeah, she doesn't like her size doesn't comply with like the ideal size that is promoted in today's society. Like let it be in the Netherlands, in America or China, but that doesn't mean that she's a bad person or that she is lazy or not beautiful.
美瘦。啊，体型这些规则都是人类的社会自己去制造的。
Yeah, they are all like conditions set up by people.
Laura 才不管这一套呢，她活在自己的规则里面。
Yeah, like it's very funny. Like I don't know how that is in China, but in Europe we have so many changes in the whole beauty ideal.
是吗？
Yeah,
你们欧洲对美的观念已经改变了。
Yeah, especially in the beginning of the 1900s, for example, it was very pretty, if you were fat.Like, there was this painter, called Rubens, who made, like, paintings of very, very fat women. And they were all considered, oh, so beautiful. like, really. And then, like, that continued for a while after the Second World War. Like, people were, like, considering, like, people like Marilyn Monroe or...
梦露也是。
Like, you know, with the, like, it's always about the female figure, by the way, gotta say that. But, like...Yeah, Marilyn Monroe, the whole time, the whole time thing, like the sand, where the time, like a violin shape.
Oh, 提琴的那种体型。
Yeah, that was like pretty. But then 10 years later, it became a stick. Like you have to be like flat. No bosoms, no bottom, nothing. Like women should look like as like flat as possible. And now it's a mix of everything.
确实也是，你这个时尚的态度，或者是你对美的这个态度，是随着时间变化的。
Yeah.
Laura 才不管这一套呢，啊，我无视这套规则，我有自己的规则，我有自己的想法。Happiness doesn't only with physical beauty. What's the required is your mental health.
Yeah.
关键是你的精神状态和你的心理状态，这才决定你这个人美不美哈，决定你长不长寿。
Yeah, like if your mental health is okay, then you can deal with being overweight or underweight or whatever size there's possible.
尤其是不要为了啊，过分的追求 slim， 把自己给精神状态和身心状态都摧毁了，这是非常不划算的。有人说了 ，What people has got to know is that the world would not be fun if everyone is slim。说这个世界上如果每个人都瘦的话，那太没有意思了。Our difference is our beauty。
Yeah.
我们的不同之处就是我们的美。
Yeah, definitely. Like, imagine everyone looks like a catwalk model, you know, like super skinny with a cranky face and like.Yeah, like everyone looks the same, no? So it's really, really important to remember that you as a person, who you are, is not defined by your weight, even though that is often linked in television commercials, in slimming centers, in the whole society in general. Like, it is very tricky not to fall in that trap to link like who you are to, yeah, your weight.
好的，这就是今天带给大家的每周一读双语美文。Laura, the fat lady, 非常的可爱。
Yeah,
我们也很喜欢这篇文章，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢大家的认真收听，下周再见。